Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite stand-up comedy slash news show, Stand Up for News. I am Mac James Esterline, and this here is my co-host, Robin Macho Woman Savage. Say hello, Robin.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, brother.
And this is our other co-host, the man with a silky voice. It sounds like a silkworm's just coming right in your ear with silk. Manny Avila. Captain Jim Marvin. Captain Jim Marvin.
I'm honored to be mistaken for Manny Avila, as a matter of fact.
That's Jim. Sorry.
I don't know.
And then our other co-host. His co-host, the amazing Manny Avila himself.
Manny Avila.
Yeah, he always makes my last name so difficult. I don't know why. It seems so.
I didn't even say anything right today so far. All right, here we go. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Stand up for you.
Stand up to.
Don't sit down.
Stand up now.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
I am winded.
All right. I think we lost enough viewers through that intro.
Welcome back to Stand Up for News, where the news can't stand up for itself, so we have to stand up for the news, because the news was born without any legs, you guys, and it's in a wheelchair all the time.
That's so sad.
And if anyone's shaking down the news for lunch money, the news calls us, and we go stand up for it. So much, in fact, that I'm dedicated to standing up for the news. My family's like, hey, why are you always standing up for the news? You never have time for us. When are you going to stand up for us? When are you going to stand up for your son? I'm like, I am standing up for the news. So therefore, I'm standing up for you guys, too. It's for us. I'm doing it for us. Anyway, first story of the day.
I love it.
First story of the day I got for you guys. I bet everybody's got a little piece for this, I hope. Robert De Niro, at 79, is having his seventh child now with a martial artist lady instructor named Tiffany Chen. Look at the bright side. In a year from now, Bobby and the baby will have the same amount of teeth. and Bobby is older than the child's grandfather, in fact, but not as old as his godfather. Al Pacino's 83. Tiffany Chen said, even though Bobby D is 79, he still is some young man. Who else has some information about that?
Actor Robert De Niro became a father for the seventh time at the age 79. The birth of his daughter is inspiring him to write a mashup movie called Look Who's... Are You Talking to Me?
I was going to say, Robert De Niro is so old, he can hardly hear his baby when he screams. That's why he keeps saying, are you talking to me? Or what? You know, Robert De Niro was quoted in saying, actually, I'm really looking forward to sharing some bonding experiences with my new son, you know, like teaching them how to speak and getting our diapers changed together.
I have a feeling his next son's going to grow up to be a taxi driver.
Maybe a deer hunter. Who knows?
Yeah, right? There's a lot of
deer hunting taxi driver. Robin, you have some news to stand up for about Fringe Festival. Fire away with that.
I do. So I have been very, very busy lately. I am in a production called Ed Shed. It's kind of this weird puppet genre that I'm with five of my other friends with. I only have like so many friends. Like
sounds
it's just you guys.
All five of your friends.
All five of my friends. And so we're at the Tampa Fringe. We've got three shows: Friday at 10:30, Saturday at 9, and then a Sunday show. But it's like this whole giant festival. It's going on in Ybor City. There's a lot of acts. There's 32 acts. Last night I went to the premiere, and all 32 acts had to give like a 2-minute bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was just a speed dating of like. It was kind of like an open mic, but like a super fast one. Wow. And they had, like, some dude came in from England for. They had, like, two guys from Australia. So it's if you like...
Keep going.
Thank you. if you like comedy or drama or music, it's a mashup of all of it.
Oh, so it's not just comedy; it's all type of.
Yeah, it's all. There's a lot of comedy there, but it's all types. Some's really deep, and then some people like we're very low tech, but some people like have high tech, and it's. You know, they've got movies and everything attached to it.
You mean some people actually have a budget behind it?
So there's other comedians. There are buddies there, right?
Yeah, Jeff Klein's there.
Did you see him?
Yeah, Jeff Klein's there. Josh and Clark Brooks are there with... yeah, they were very funny with...
Tampa News Force.
Tampa News Force. They're there.
We're not like them. We didn't steal their idea. We're
no,
totally
because they're
different
more
from
like
them.
The Onion, where we're more like SNL.
Yeah.
But I was telling these fellows in the parking lot, last night, Mayor Jane Castor was there. So that was kind of fun. She's tall, and I was probably 20, 30 feet away from her. It was pretty neat. That's my claim to fame.
She's a handsome, tall woman.
Did she cast her eyes on you?
I was like, oh, my God. No, but it was really nice, and they had a whole ribbon cutting ceremony. And just a FYI, when you're like cutting ribbon, because we were just from afar, you're not supposed to look at the ribbon, you're supposed to look up. So everyone's like, I'm cutting, like whilst looking.
Oh, wow.
So if you ever ask to cut ribbon, don't look at the ribbon. Look at the audience watching
the ribbon.
That's
a nice little tidbit.
Yeah. So.
I just cut the cheese a minute ago. Did you catch it, Matt?
The ceremonial cutting of the cheese. And maybe it was Wisconsin.
You guys might hear it when you watch later.
Now, James, can I throw it back to you? I think you got a big Friday coming up.
Tomorrow. I'm going to do a show with Nathan Gilardi, my buddy's hosting a show. He asked me to go headline it.
Oh, look
and
at
Michael Jokums will be there. And it's going to be real fun. 9:00 at Brennan's up in Holiday, Brennan Sports Pub. So, yeah, if you guys want to come, I'll get you on stage if you take me up there, Jim. And we're off to Uber or something.
David, so I can haul up the speakers and the amps. And
I'll get you 2 minutes if you hear my roadie, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
The comedy roadie, all right.
Little caddy.
The comedy caddy.
That's funny.
Jim, your voice is so smooth, and it's like chocolate pouring out of a pitcher that's going into a mold and right into my ear molded. Like, do you have any news that you brought to stand up for, bud? This is a segue into your turn.
All right, let's kick it off here. U.S. Republican George Santos, the New York Republican who fabricated his life story to pose as a wealthy businessman, has been indicted on charges that he embezzled money from his campaign, lied to Congress about his income, and committed fraud to collect unemployment benefits. Santos says this time, they have the wrong man. So, after years of claiming to be someone he isn't, he is now claiming to not be someone he is?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Can't we just send him to Guantanamo?
Yeah, so George Santos is pleading not guilty to fraud, including falsely filing for unemployment insurance. Now, these charges aren't likely to affect George Santos's standing in Congress since he's already been removed from most of his committees. So this will mark the first time that Santos will legally do nothing and get paid by the government for it. Because he's in jail for frauding unemployment insurance.
It added up right there for me.
Yeah, I guess Americans, I guess we don't like our politicians to be openly fraudulent. So let's see. So a Korean man, in different news here, a Korean man ate a $120,000 banana, which was on display at an art museum. This is a true story. Experts believe that it's going to be worth about $45,000 once it comes out the other end. And to help maintain some of its value, the man has been placed on a strict diet of water and Activia.
Governor Ron DeSantis is appointee to the new Disney oversight case. Ron Perry said in March that tap water turns you gay. Basically, when he was talking about the things that get flushed into the tap water that fills it with estrogen, apparently somebody might be, maybe he suggested slipping something in there that makes you gay. Last week he said that he was misunderstood and he didn't mean to insinuate that. Well, at least I'm staying hydrated now.
That's funny.
Does he realize, like, all women have estrogen?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not like a mystery substance. It's
I don't know, but in my case, that wouldn't be the first time I've showered in gay liquids.
Okay, King Charles celebrated his coronation earlier this month. He told a stand-up for news reporter, after 3 years of battling COVID and crippling inflation, I felt like the world could really heal from a ceremony where I'm dripping in gold and wearing a crown made of jewels.
Yeah, and the woman he cheated on his wife with is now the second most powerful person over in England and could one day be in charge simply because she fooled around with the right guy.
All right, let's see here. In other news, an Arkansas woman pleads not guilty to selling and mailing over 20 boxes of stolen human body parts. This is true in Pennsylvania. Wow. With at least one box containing a human head. You know, I've heard of mail-ordered brides, but I didn't know that you can order a head in the mail also, you know? But I bet the shipping fees really cost an arm and a leg. When police located the suspect, the first question that they had was, "What's in the box? What's in the box?"
Whistle time.
Oh, sorry.
That gets a whistle. Good job, buddy. Good job.
I wish I could afford new body parts. All I can get is hand-me-downs.
Emphasis on hand.
Second hand,
definitely second hand. On sales of Florida lawmakers passed a transportation bill last Wednesday with an amendment that would make Disney World's monorail system subject to state inspections. Now, why would we entrust inspections of railways to a governor whose actions and ideas have been off the rails since the day he took office? For their part, the Disney company will be suing in state court to overturn the bill. Until then, they will be preparing to undergo inspections and hope that their monorail squeaks by.
Feinstein is back and cast her first vote since returning to work after months and months of shingles. Remember we reported on this a few months ago? I guess she finally finished her roof. Here's a real quick one too. The first baby ever born using different people's DNA was born yesterday in England. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
It's true, yes. They named the baby Mona Chatois.
Menage a trois. This is a sad. This is a world we live in.
It's a beautiful sounding name. I think it's French. Mona je trois.
I was say, this is the world we live in post Maury Povich retiring. You know, we can't get a decision on who the father is.
Menage a trois is actually
a. Okay, a man who had just gotten out of a job interview for Applebee's saved the life of a baby whose stroller was rolling towards a busy street. The man found out he got the job later on that same day. He replied, "I'm glad I wasn't getting it." Sorry, he replied, "I'm glad I didn't get a job at Chili's. I can no longer support baby back ribs."
Chili's. We're not plugging Chili's for
now. No.
We're gonna have a Scott Patrick man on a street calling sooner or later. He told me so. Back to you, Jim. Over to more news.
All right. Officials are wondering why 500 pounds of pasta was dumped in a park in New Jersey. Maybe it's because New Jersey is full of meatballs. Hey, Goombas, I'm feeling a little saucy here, huh? But seriously, all of us here at Stand Up For News would like to apologize to our friends from New Jersey. We know that you're really not like that. What we do know, however, is that you are the worst drivers in the whole country. Oh! Go home and get your shine box.
Oh, come on, Jim. We all know you're not from New Jersey. You're such an impasta.
All
right, in other news, this is also a true story. A school bus driver in Michigan fainted at the wheel when a seventh grader took control and safely parked the vehicle. The seventh grader said that he didn't know much about driving a bus. All he knew was that the wheels go round and round. He then tried to phone 911 using his Fisher-Price phone, but he was unsuccessful because every time he tried to dial 9, the cow said moo.
All right, Swastika Mountain in the has been renamed. It's up in the Umpqua National Park. Yesterday they renamed it. This happened yesterday to Mount Halo. The local neo-Nazis are upset about the name change, and they wanted to all vote for Mount Halo Hitler. The family of the man who gave its original name said that he didn't mind the name change at all. In fact, they've been begging for them to change it for 70 years to maybe Star of David Mountain or anything but Swastika Mountain. In fact, their relationship with the national park has been rocky. Now it's time for Man on a Street. Scott Patrick, what street are you on today? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad we're not the only one who smoked pot before the show.
Scott Patrick. Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know.
So I kicked the streets to the curb this week. I'm calling in from off the beaten path.
Oh, wow.
I'm reporting live from Beaver Creek because today's National Eat What You Want Day, and I've always been a big fan of a fresh, wet beaver.
But hey, so well, I'll be damned, Scott.
If that doesn't pan out, though, I might just be pulling in a meaty trouser tote.
Nice.
So, on another note, there's another national day today. It's National Foam Rolling Day. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Jesus. Foam rolling?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is that like while someone is ODing, you roll the foam out the corner of their mouth with a credit card?
Oh, wow. You already took that down a dark corner there.
That's a dark alley there, Scott.
You only had to do that to me one time, Scott. You think you'll let me, you let me live it up?
Hey, fool me once, Manny.
I got a story for you, Scott. I wrote this one for you, bud. Oh, man, here it is. On a New York City subway last week, a former Marine chokes a street performer to death. The man used to dance for money for years on that subway. The dirty homeless man did attack and has a history of attacking patrons on the subway when it happened. Where was this Marine when Jared molested those little kids on the subway?
Oh, boy.
It's too bad he died. He was so dirty and homeless, he was a shoo-in for Dirty Dancing 3. He would probably choke in the audition, though. He was actually known as the Dollar Store Michael Jackson impersonator, but now that he's passed away, he does resemble Michael Jackson from that awesome video Thriller.
That's when he looked Mexican, or like a Dominican guy around that time.
Okay, Peloton is recalling more than 2 million of its exercise bikes in the U.S. because the bike seat assembly can break during use, risking falls and injuries. When everyone's grandparent heard about that, they said, "We used to ride bikes that moved, and when they fell, we got seriously injured, and we liked it that way."
Fox News is set to replace Tucker Carlson on his old-time slot with former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who's recently been blasted over a racially offensive joke she made about social justice protesters in New York City. Oh, well, then she's perfect for the job. Same hood, different host.
Let's see, a Spanish athlete spent 500 days alone in a cave, all for the sake of science. You know, I'm just getting a little fed up with them, you know, finding all these people. I've been alone for a lot longer than that, and you know, they could have paid me for free. You know, to had me get in there for free.
Yeah, but man, you'd have to be an athlete. Yeah. I lift weights or something.
Get the Peloton down in the cave. Yeah. You know, you're still
the most athletic thing I've done in a whole year was like watch a clip of pro wrestling on YouTube.
Was that my father? Randy?
It was Randy. Oh, good old Randy. Hey, Scott, it's your turn.
All right. A new study has found that semen has the same amount of vitamin C as an orange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just wondering who funded that study. But I guess, you know, what they're trying to say is either way, the juice is worth the squeeze.
Oh, nice.
All right. Dwayne Johnson is named as a defendant in a $3 billion alleged kidnapping case, along with many other defendants being sued by pro wrestler Raka Khan during her WWE days. Yeah, I guess she claims they kidnapped her. Somehow is worth $3 billion lawsuit. Dwayne is between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, damn near rock bottom. To you, Robin Savage.
Okay, this next joke has a warning. I'm going to do a terrible Donald Trump impression.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Last night at a town hall meeting with CNN, Donald Trump tried to blame the then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the violence on January 6th, claiming she was in charge of security that day. Everyone knows that Tuesday is her day to come in early and unlock the doors to the chamber. She even was wearing the key around her neck and everything.
Who knows? That wasn't bad, actually.
I got a thing to talk about real quick, interjecting. Monday, Manny Avila hosting Lucky Lizard Tap House.
When is that happening?
It's Jim, right?
Psycho. Oh, yeah, it's Jim, for sure.
Jim.
It's definitely Jim.
You're on the flyer. Captain Jim Marvin hosting Lucky Monday. I just said that. Monday.
Yeah, you got one thing right.
Hey. Monday, Lucky Lizard Tap House, Madeira Beach. Headliner, Scotty Chi. Open mic is going on.
Nice.
Lucky Lizard Tap House, be there.
And James, I'm glad I'm hearing this on first on Stand Up for News, because this is news to me.
Stand up.
You're hosting.
Like I said, this is news to me. Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you, we're standing up for the news, you know.
Oh, and can we do a plug for what we're going to do immediately after the show?
Well, of course.
Okay, we're
going. And then it's back to Jim with some more Stand Up for News, because it's his turn.
Oh, sorry about that. We are going to be at the Soggy Bottom in Dunedin for anyone who wants to do it.
Yes.
I love that room.
A lot of good comics out there.
Great laughs, great beers.
Great beers.
Great crowd.
I honestly say it's one of the better open mics in this area.
Yeah, it is. They're really good.
Excellent. Okay, an internet influencer, I really have no idea what that is, says she put part of her knee, removed during surgery, into a spaghetti bolognese and fed it to herself and her partner, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who never turns down the chance to take a knee. Hey, I know where you're placing New Jersey where you can find some pasta to go along with that sauce.
All right, let's see. A Florida substitute teacher who let a seventh grader hit her vape just wanted to fit in, said police, and she got fired. Which is a lot nicer than my teacher, because when he asked me to blow and suck on something, it was not a vape, believe me.
It was horrible. Scott Patrick, your turn, bud.
All right. In West Virginia, there was a big news stories of how a bear that walked to a door and rung the doorbell of a man's home, which I really was... To tell you the truth, I couldn't tell why it was such a big story, because every time I log into Grindr, a bear rings my doorbell.
Well, Scott, did you know that here in Florida, two black bears were spotted last week roaming in busy areas of Central Florida around Orlando. Police advise anyone who spots them to use caution and immediately call animal control. Two brown bears, who also have been spotted in the area, have permits for gig work and construction, but police ask residents to report them if they try to vote. Two white bears who moved to the area have just bought a single-family home in Kissimmee, enrolled their cubs at a private Christian academy at taxpayer expense, and own an arsenal of automatic weapons with no permit. It's comforting seeing this country is still upholding the right to arm bears. It's supposed to be other way around. Whoops.
Bear arm bears.
Yeah. I also like to mention that Stand Up for News does not consume alcohol before our show or during our show, and nor did we bring anything that would resemble alcohol containers. We have energy drinks and bottles of
sometimes
water.
Sometimes after the but show, somebody, we consume alcohol.
Yeah, after when we get to the mic, you guys do. I don't drink at all. But I'm just saying, we didn't do it. Okay, Matt, for the record, it wasn't us. I haven't had a sip since July 5th, last season.
Matt sounds a little drunk right now. I don't know.
Whose turn is it? I forgot. My turn?
Turn? It's your turn, James.
Oh, it is my turn. Is it Scott's turn? You win.
No, I'm all out, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. In Germany, a man was found bound and tied on a deer stand in the middle of the forest for 4 days after abandoned during a dark sex game gone wrong. He was quoted as saying afterwards, "If anyone asks, it ended in a tie."
Hey, James, did you know that man's name was actually Georg Costanzaberg, and he met the woman on the subway who lured him to the outskirts of Berlin? He's still looking for his suit.
That sounds like some kind of sexual German fable. Like, what is the tale of German Kaskassenberg? Ran into the woods one day and never came back.
Let's go deer hunting. Wink, wink. Four dead and 28 wounded at a birthday party shooting in Alabama last month. I forgot to talk about it earlier. The birthday boy was even more upset that his mommy didn't buy him the present he asked for, a bulletproof Kevlar vest.
I thought my parents were rough for punching me 12 times. I didn't know. They got shot 12. That's rough.
Mike Lindell has been ordered to pay $5 million to a software engineer for a breach of contract in a dispute in the Prove Mike Wrong Challenge. Lindell told a Stand Up for News reporter that he has no intention of paying the bill and will be releasing additional data in the months and weeks to come. In other news, CBS is ordering a new animated Halloween special. It's the Great Pumpkin, Mike Lindell.
And the Great Pumpkin is probably smarter than Mike Lindell.
The antagonist, Ron DeSantis.
That'd make a good one. The former Federal Communications Commission chair of the early 1960s, who famously proclaimed that network television was, quote, a vast wasteland, Newton Minow, died at home in Chicago Sunday at the age of 97. Mr. Minow's comments angered many in the television industry, including comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who during a meeting in 1992 greeted the FCC chair with a droll, "Hello, Newton." You know, if you watch reruns of Seinfeld, it makes my jokes so much funnier.
Oh, I watched every season a couple weeks ago.
Did Newton and Costanza Berg know each other?
Can't stand you, Berg.
That's why he called it a vast wasteland.
Yeah. Manny, did you want to talk about your podcast? Is what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, okay. So yeah,
I got this sharp pain in my chest. So,
oh, man.
You okay, bud?
Yeah.
All right, so
talk about your show, though.
As Jim has a stroke next to us, we're going to just be trying to navigate through this.
Go ahead and talk about the podcast.
All right, so we have all right, there's a podcast going on. No, so we're opening a podcast studio in St. Pete. It's not quite downtown. It's on 49th and 5th Avenue. It's at a place called Tiki Tavern. At the moment, they're currently open. They have this awesome juice bar. They have kava. Great open mics and everything goes on over there. But in the back, we're building a podcast studio. We're looking to have it up and within the next few weeks. You know, we're looking to do a promo tomorrow. And, yeah, so you get more information as we kind of come along as things progress here. But, yeah, we're looking to open up a space for people. If you're interested in podcasting, audiobooks, or anything like that, you can come by and record.
Highly exciting. Highly excited.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
It's going to be sweet. All right. History and joke, or history and things, news. News, history, laughs from the past. 1997 today. IBM computer defeats the world championship chess player of the world, you guys. Good thing they weren't in Australia, though, because then the computer would have got confused. Because sometimes it's like the computer, we'll go, checkmate. And then he'd be like, "Oh, I can still move here." And he's like, "No, checkmate." He's like, "Oh, I can still move here, though." And he's like, "No, checkmate. Nah, I'm never playing a computer at chess in Australia again. That was confusing.
Checkmate.
So confusing. Well, that's our show today. Stand up for news. Clap, clap.
Stand up for news.
Clap, clap.
Stand up for you.
You can stand up, too.
Thanks, Scott Patrick.
Don't stand down. Don't sit down.
Thanks for calling
up now.
Stand up now.
See you at Lucky Lizard Monday at 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah,
Lucky Lizards.
Who's the host again?
Madeira Beach. Captain Jim Harvey.
And who's going to be there? Scotty Chee, headlining. Funny guy.
That's, yeah, he's a good guy.
Shout out to James. Robert at the Fringe.
Special shout out to James for this weekend finishing his stroke.
I'm sorry.
And I'll finishing the show through a minor stroke. I'm glad you're
tomorrow at Brennan Sports Pub and Holiday at 9 o'clock.
All right.
Peace out, yo.